The McLeod family lives on the outskirts of a large city. Jay, the youngest of the three boys, helps with the family chores and brings in the firewood. He knows how to stack the wood, so there'll be enough draft between the logs to help the flame catch and to keep the fire burning steadily. A word of caution from Dad not to get too close. Jay has watched his brother Paul assemble a hi-fi set, which he's making from a kit. A bit complicated for Jay. All the wires and circuits have to be put together exactly right in order to get the high fidelity tones on the speaker. The pointer on the voltmeter shows when the connection is complete and also the amount of electricity. Both Paul and Jay are pleased when it works. Paul is hungry and suggests that Jay make some cookies. Jay likes to cook and soon has a package of coconut macaroon cookie mix in the bowl. He adds water and stirs the mixture into a smooth batter. A spoonful for each macaroon. He makes the rows even. There's no trick to making cookies if you follow the instructions on the box and heat the oven according to directions. In they go. In 20 minutes, it's time to take them out. They look delicious. Pretty good. It's funny how Paul and brother Mark always appear just when the cookies are coming out of the oven. That Jay is a cook. Jay suggests they leave a few for the chef. It isn't easy to pound a nail in straight. Dad comes to the rescue. If you hold your hand further back on the handle, it will give you a better balance. Wait a minute. Try again. After you get the feel of it, you can strike the head squarely and not bend the nail or nick the wood. It's fun to build things. Put your tools away. And the board. Jay's friend Carl comes over to help him build a treehouse. Fifi wants to be included in everything the boys do. It's awkward climbing with the tools and boards, but the boys have learned to be careful. They've planned their house well, and Jay starts to work on the platform. Carl cuts out the scrubby branches to make room for the treehouse. Just think, this'll be our hideout, and we can come up here to get away from everyone and tell our secrets. Look, Jay, Fifi is running away. Someone left the gate open. We must catch him. The boys hurry, but Fifi had a head start. He's been lost before. Jay calls on Paul for help. And Paul decides to call the police. Yes, the police happened to be in the neighborhood and picked up Fifi. They'll take care of him until the boys come to the police station for him. Mark goes along. It's Jay's first visit to the police station, and he's impressed. How good it is to have Fifi back. Jay looks at the officer with great respect. This is the real thing, and a lot more exciting than a television program. Jay thanks the officer for taking care of Fifi. Secretly, Jay plans to be an undercover agent when he grows up. Jay is musical and likes to play for the family, who encourage his music because it gives him a special skill. Coloring Easter eggs is really interesting. Jay handles the eggs carefully so they'll not break. First, a pink one. Mark has learned to be patient because he knows it's best for Jay to go slow and do it right. Then Jay tries two different colors, pink and green, and discovers they make a faded lavender. Another green one fills the box. There's a lot to learn about the blending and mixing of colors. On Easter morning, Jay finds most all the eggs that were hidden in the garden. Two, Too bad Mark and Paul aren't up yet to watch the fun. Jay goes next door to see the little bird that fell out of its nest. Mrs. Dowell rescued the little bird and is trying to save its life. It's difficult to raise a wild bird, as it must be fed every hour. She feeds it bird food and milk. At first, the little bird doesn't want to eat. This is the way a bird holds its beak open to be fed by its mother. Mrs. Dowell uses a medicine dropper for the milk. Easter dinner. The boys discuss plans for their summer vacation, and Dad sees that everyone has a chance to express his choice. In this family, every day is full of interesting activities, new ideas to explore, old skills to enjoy, and the fun of doing worthwhile things together.